Yusham Yishvias, Parak Yud, Halacha Beis. The Mishnah says as follows. Prusbul Eina Mishamed. If a person writes a prusbul, then the loan does not get canceled. That is to say, I lend somebody money, come to the end of Shemitah. If I write a prusbul, the Mishnah is going to explain what a prusbul is, but if I write this document, then the loan does not get canceled when Shemitah ends. Ze Echad Min HaDvarim Shehizkin Hillel HaZaken. This is one of the things that Hillel HaZaken instituted. Why did he institute it? Kisharam. Shenimnu Ha'om L'Halva Zezeh. He saw that people were not lending money to one another. V'Oivim, when it came Shemitah time, they would stop lending money. V'Oivim L'Amashu Kasev B'Torah. And they're violating what says in the Torah, Shenemar. Hisham L'Cha Peniel Chadavrim V'Ocho B'Ya Lemar. The Pasuk says, don't think that there should be this bad thought in your mind that says, at the end of the pasuk is that Shemitah is coming and my loan's going to get canceled, I therefore won't lend money. Instead, the Torah says you should lend money. So Hillel saw that in fact people were concerned and they were not lending money because Shemitah was coming. They wouldn't be able to collect it. So Hiskin Hillel has up in prusbul. So Hillel's instituted such a thing as a prusbul that a person could collect their loan even though Shemitah came. The end of Shemitah came, still they could collect their loan. Zehu Guvash Prusbul. Now the Mishnah explains, this is the way, this is the body of a prusbul. The person says as follows, Maser Nilachem Ish Plony Plony Hadayanim, Sheva Makum Plony. I give in front of you the following people who are Dayanim, and the following Bezdin, Shekol Choiv, or other people say Kol Choiv, depending on two different versions, Sheyeshli. Every loan that I have, I can collect it whenever I want to. So the person makes this declaration in front of the person, and he says, I'm giving you all the loans here are the loans that I have, and because I'm writing this document, I'm allowed to collect them after Shemitah. And the Dayanim who were given the loan, so to speak, or Adam who watched this transaction, sign on the bottom and say that in fact the person made the prusbul on time, and he's therefore allowed to collect. So the Mishnah said, if the person writes this prusbul, he's allowed to collect. Now, the Gemara is going to start and discuss why we have this prusbul, but in reading the Gemara, we have to just bear in mind the following, which is, there are those that say that when they wrote to Yerushalmi, they did not write it with the Mishnais in place, they just written as one more pirush on the parak, and printers put the Mishnais into what they felt was the right places as to where the Yerushalmi is talking. So, and this is an example we're about to see where the Mishnah is not exactly in the right place, because the Gemara that's going to start is actually a continuation of the Gemara that had been right before the Mishnah. So the Gemara right before the Mishnah had said that there's such a thing when you're Moiser Shtaros of Lebezin, the Gemara had said right before the Mishnah, if a person gives over his shtaros to Bezin, he says to Bezin, you have the loan, not me, then he's allowed to collect at the end of Shemitah. So now the Gemara, which is in our Mishnah, in our Gemara, after the Mishnah says, Mikan, from that din, Samchul the Prusbul Shulhumanatar. They came to Samchul, like they connected it to make a Prusbul that's Min Hatar. So based on the din that is, if you give your shtaros over to a Bezdin, they made a smach, they had a source for the fact that you could have a prusbul Min Hatar. Okay, so it's a continuation of that Gemara. So it's prusbul is connected to this deal of Moshe Shavuos of the Bezim. In fact, the Gemara prusbul to our Torah. Wait a second, something's wrong with you because you just said is that the Samech is based on a Torah Torah. Prusbul is not a Torah Torah. Prusbul is only a Drabonah, like it says in the Mishnah that Hillel was Masakin. It doesn't say it's a Daraisa. So the words, no, what I meant to say was Kishah Hiskin Hillel some Chul of Torah Torah. Excuse me, Hillel made up this Takana. He did it based in some amount on the deraisa, which is to say, with the deraisa, there's a way for a loan to allow to be collected. If you use Bezdin, if you give the loan to Bezdin, Bezdin can collect it instead of yourself. Hillel didn't do that. Hillel didn't make the person should actually give his loan to Bezdin, but he made something that's related to that, and that's why Hillel made it. But it had some connection to the a way that was on the deraisa. In fact, the way we just described it is the way Tosfos learned it. Tosfos. There's a Tosfos in Marcus asks from this Gemara. The Gemara implies that Hillel's thing is not Moshe Shuris of Lebezin. It's only Drabonah. And the whole following Gemara we're going to see in a second is that, which is against those who say that principal ruling is actually Moshe's Shoresh of Lebanon. So the Gemara is saying it's not exactly, but it's like that. So the Gemara is like this. Amar Rav Chuna. Rav Chuna said the following. Kishisa Kamir Yaakov Ba'achav. They asked the following question to Yaakov Ba'achav. Commander Amar Maises Midvar Targum. We had back in the sixth parak a machlokes as to whether Maiser is Daraisa nowadays. And according to those who hold that it's Daraisa, the Gemara says, well, if Maiser is Daraisa, we're assuming that Shvis is Daraisa also. The Hill of Maskin Advar Torah. Can Hill make a Takana on a Daraisa? If the Din is that Midaraisa, we have Shmita Midaraisa, and loans get cancelled Midaraisa, how could Hill make up a Takana that says, if you write on a piece of paper that I want to be able to collect my loans because I'm giving it to Bezin, that should be good enough? You're not being actually Moshe's Shoresh of the Bezin. You're just writing this piece of paper, this prosbul, the piece of paper that says that Bezin should let me collect it. How could that work? So that's the Gemara's question. Now, before the Gemara gets to an answer, the Gemara actually tries to strengthen the question. The Gemara says as follows. Amar Rav Yosi. The Rav says, Chimisha Shagol Yisrael Bavel, when Nithru Menamitzis Hatzlius Paretz. Wait a second, don't we know that when Yidden are not in Eretz Yisrael, when they went to Bavel, they were put from Mitzvah Tlus Baretz, because Mitzvah Tlus Baretz are only in Eretz Yisrael. V'hashmik Sofim, Noi Bein Baretz, Bein Bechutz Baretz, Dera'atara, we know that Mitzvah, you have the Mitzvah, Shemitah Sofim, the loans get cancelled, applies even to Chutz Baretz. So why are we asking our question? According to the person who holds that the mitzvahs have to lose parts of the Raisa, this is not a mitzvah to lose parts. This is a mitzvah that's even with chutzards. That's even with the Raisa and chutzards. So why, the question is now is even stronger. You already asked the question, how could Hill make his takana according to those who hold that Shemitah is a deraisa? Even Shemitah is not a deraisa. It should be questioned to everybody, because Shemitah's ksafim is not a mitzvah to lose parts, and it applies even to chutzards. That was how Rabbi Yossi tried to strengthen the original question. Or expanded. The Gemara said, no, but that was a mistake. Chashav Yosi from Rav Yosi changed his mind and said, Zed Dvar HaShemitah Shamoy. The Pasuk says, this is the mitzvah of Shemitah, that loan should be canceled. Shamoy Kabal Mashiyavi, that the loan should be canceled. And so the Torah uses, it says, two times Shemitah, Zed Dvar HaShemitah Shamoy. It says two times in a row. And it teaches you to compare two types of Shemitah. It's to tell you that the Shemitah, the agricultural laws of Shemitah, they now don't work the land, which depend is only in Eretz Yisrael and only at certain times. When that applies, then the mitzvah of when that applies with the Raisa, then the mitzvah, the financial laws of Shemitah, that loans get cancelled, also applies. Bain Bars and Chutzards, even in Chutzards. Again, Zed Rashmita Shamah, Bishasha Hashmita no Heges. Dvar Torah, when the Shemitah on the land applies Midaraisa, Hashmik Ksafim Noi Bein Ba'aret, Bein B'chutz La'aret, Dvar Torah, the Midaraisa, you have Shemitah Ksafim, the financial parts of Shemitah apply even in Chutz La'aret. U'b'shosh HaShemitah Nehegez B'divrehem, when Shemitah on Karka, on land, applies only Midrabanan, Hashmik Ksafim Noi Bein Ba'aret, Bein B'chutz La'aret, B'divrehem, then Shemitah Ksafim also is only Midrabanan. So that is to say, even though Shemitah Ksafim is not a Mitzvah Toli Ba'aret, the Torah here is comparing the two halachas of Shemitah, the agricultural laws and the financial laws, to tell you that even in Chutz La'aretz, we only have Shemitah's Ksafim when Shemitah's Karka is with the Raisa. So now we're back to our original question, that if you hold that Maaser is with the Raisa, then Shemitah is also the Raisa, well then Shemitah's Ksafim should be the Raisa. So then, if so, how could Hillel make a takana that there should be no Shemitah's Ksafim by the person just writing the Shtar, which is not really being Moshe's Shoresh of Lebanon? So the answer is as follows. Taman Amrin. There they say, that is to say, the Yerushalmi was written there. Stroll, so there means bubble, they say. A few command Amrin, Maisis Tvar Torah, even according to the ones who hold that Maisrin is nowadays is a Deraisa, Moide B'Shemitah Shehimi Devrahim. Even they agree that Shemitah is the Rabbanah. So we originally had assumed that if you hold Maisa's Deraisa, then Shemitah is also, because they're both mitzvahs at Tlus Baret, and that's a mistake. Really, Shemitah for sure is Midrabanan. The Tani, because we learned in Abaisa, Mizeh Dvar HaShemitah Shamoy, this makes a different drasha than we had before him. The Pasuk says, if it's Mizeh Dvar HaShemitah Shamoy, it says Shemitah twice, Rebbe Omer Shnei Shemitah Halalu, why does it say the word Shemitah twice? To tell you Shemitah V'Yoyvel. It's to teach you about Shemitah V'Yoyvel, which the Ma'afud learns as follows. This is to compare, there's a halacha of Shemitah and there's a halacha of Yerba that are similar to each other, and that is, the halacha of Shemitah is that the Shemitah Ksafim, at the end of Shemitah loans get cancelled. Yerba has a mitzvah, a unique mitzvah, which is that land goes back, slaves go free, and land gets returned to its original owner, so it also has a financial halachas to it. In other words, Shemitah and Yerba both have agricultural laws that are identical. But Shemitah's Ksafim and certain financial laws about Yovel are similar. So to compare those and say as follows, B'shosha Yovel Noeg, Shemitah Nehegat Tzvartara. When there's Yovel, then we have Shemitah Midraisa. Pasku HaYovelos, once Yovel stops being counted Midraisa, Shemitah Nehegat Midraisa, then Shemitah's own Drabana. And therefore, as we're going to see in a second, that nowadays there's no Yovel, therefore there's no Shemitah's Ksafim Midraisa either, and therefore we learn from here that Shemitah's Ksaf nowadays is a Drabanan, and therefore, so the answer to our original question was, how could he make a Takana if Meiser is a Drabanan? The answer is, Meiser might be a Drabanan, but Shemitah's Ksaf is a Drabanan, and therefore, Hill was able to make this Takana that if you write a Vishtar called a Prozbo, the loan is not canceled. So now, we had all this had been based on the fact that there's no Yovel. So the Gemara says, Amos had Pascha Yovel, when did Yovel stop? Which really means to say is, what is the rule that tells us, not which year did it happen, but what's the rule based on which Yovel gets stopped? And the rule is as follows. Yoshveha, the Pasuk says, in describing Yovel, it says, V'kidash Mishnasa Chamishim Shana, you should make the 50th year Kaddish, Ukros and Jorba Aretz L'chol Yoshveha, and you should call out freedom in the land, the Chol Yisrael, to all the people who live on the land. So in this pasuk that tells us about Yovel, it says Yovel should be L'chol Yisrael, for all the people who live on the land. So we say as follows: Yoshveha. The pasuk says the people who live on the land teaches you Bizman Sheyoshveha Alel, and Loi Bizman Shekol Mitrachah. It teaches you that when the Yidden are on in Eretz Yisrael, that's when we have Yovel. If the Yidden are out of Eretz Yisrael, they're in Golos, then we don't have Yovel. Next, what would happen if the Yidden all live in Eretz Yisrael, but they're not in the right places, and one Shevet is living in the place of another Shevet? You think that Yovel might still apply, because the Yoshveha are there, all the Yidden are in Eretz Yisrael. So we say, no, Talmud Lamer Yoshveha, the Pasuk doesn't say they're the whole Yoshva, well, the people there, it's Yoshveha, the people who, like, it's a possessive, like, her Yoshvim, the people are in their places, teaches us that we only have Yovel when the people are in the right Shvatim, and that's why for the first 14 years, when the Yidden were in Eretz Yisrael, until they had captured and divided Eretz Yisrael, according to the Shvatim, where everyone was supposed to be in the right places, until then there was no Yovel. Even though the Yidden were all in Eretz Yisrael, they had come into Eretz Yisrael, but until they were settled in the right places, there's no mitzvah of Yovel. And then we make one more drasha, which is L'chol Yisrael. The pasuk doesn't just say question about Dvar Ba'aretz L'Yisrael. It says L'chol Yisrael, for all the Yisrael. Teaches you Nimtzes Omer Kivin Shekol Shevet Reuven V'Gad V'Chatz Shevet Manasseh But L'chol Yisrael. That teaches you that Yovel only applies when all the Shvatim are there. Can't just be the Yidden are there, which would mean most of the Yidden. It has to also be all of them. Now, all doesn't mean literally every single one. It means there's people from each of the Shvatim of the year, and in that case, that's when we have Yovel. So as soon as some of the Shvatim were gone, the Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi, Shev, Nasha were taken into Golos, they stopped having Yovel. So we now know the rule, and we actually now know the time, that Yovel stopped when Sancheiriv took those Shvatim into Golos. That was the end of counting of Yovels. Okay. So now we figured out why there's no Yovel. We also know that there's no Shemitah's Ksafim when there's no Yovel, and that's why he was able to make this Takana. So the Mishnah said, Zeh Gufa Shapuzbol. The Mishnah had said, tells us how to make a Puzbol. So the Gemara says, Rav Chizki, B'shem Rav Yirmiyah says, Afilu Misudim B'Rombi. Even if the Bezdin is in Rome, that is to say, the people who borrowed and lent the money to each other are in one city. Let's say they're in Eretz Yisrael, and the Bezdin that you're giving over your shtar to is in Rome. I mean, it's very far away, and the people in that Bezdin don't even know that you're giving them, you're writing a principle saying you're giving, that you're doing it for this Bezdin. That's good enough. Doesn't have to be the people, that you and the lender and the Bezdin don't have to be in the same place. Shem Rabbanan says, the Taman says like this, Shloshim Shadanuf, there were three people who sat and made a decision about a case between two people. Umeis Echad Mehem, and one of the Dayan died after they had come to a decision, what to a ruling. Chosmin Bishnayim, So you have the two remaining dayanim could sign on the paper that, you know, the decision. And they write, when they sign this, they write, they say, you should know, there were really three people here. It shouldn't look like they had made a din Torah with only two people. They say, no, there were really three dayanim, only two of us signed, but in fact, there were all three of us here. Okay, and that's what you're allowed to do there. Amar Chayyai, Rav Chayyai says, Masnisen Amagin. Really, you're saying, this statement, you should just know. It's really a Mishnah. Why? Because it says in our Mishnah, Dayanim Chayes Milmata or Eidim. It says in our Mishnah that on the principle, the Dayanim or the Eidim sign on it, either Dayanim who are present or general through Eidim, they sign on it. So you see that Eidim, of course, means two Eidim. Well, if two Eidim could sign on it, the implication is that two Dayanim could sign on it also. And therefore, we say, just like for Prozbul, two Dayanim could sign on it, and that you don't have to have all three. That's an implication that we're making, that Dayanim means the same amount of Dayanim as it would be Eidim. So too, in the case of a Dayanim who made a Din Torah, the Dayanim could sign on to it, even though they didn't, even though Dayanim, the only two of them, that would be good enough. Fight the Gemara, the Lemaidin, Midas Hadin, Prozbul, can we learn out something about, din, about a financial dinim from Prozbul, which is a question of Isser. Prozbul, our mission is talking about a case of Isser, a writing of Prozbul. You're talking about a case of financial dealings between people, about a business making a financial decision for somebody. So are the rules for money cases and non-money cases of Prozbul, are they the same? So the one says, yes, no, it's not true. Ashkar Tani, yeah, he means I didn't, Lamari Prozbul. Yes, you can compare din and Prozbul to each other. How do we see that? From the following case. The Bryson says like this. Ein loikarka with a chayer of loikarka. There's a rule that in order to write a prozbul, there has to be the person, the lender has to own a piece of land, or else the prozbul doesn't work. So what happens is ein loikarka with a chayer of loikarka. What happens if the lender doesn't have money, but the borrower has money? Did I get that wrong? Ein loikarka with a chayer of I take that back. Again, the borrower has to have money. The borrower doesn't have money, but people owe money to the person who borrowed. They do have karka. Personal prozbul, you could write a prozbul. What's the example? Hechavida, what's the example? Reuven chayev l'Shimon. Reuven owes Shimon money. The Levi chayev l'Reuven. So Reuven owes money to Shimon, and Levi owes money to Reuven. So Reuven's in the middle. Someone owes him, and he owes somebody else. And Reuven in l'karka. Reuven has no money, but Levi yesh l'karka. So Reuven has no land, but Levi has land. So Kleis from the Shimon, I'm a chasar shel Levi. So Shimon is allowed to write a prozbul based on the fact that, well, Reuven doesn't own land, but someone who owes money to Reuven does have land, so you could write a prozbul for Shimon. Now, why did I write a prozbul for Shimon? Reuven doesn't have land. How could you write that? So the answer is, then it works with something called Shibud Dirunasan. Shibud Dirunasan means is if Reuven, Levi owes money to Reuven, and Reuven owes money to Shimon, then if Reuven won't be able to pay, Shimon can go to Levi and get the money from him. When there's three people, two people, there are three people in the story, and two of them, one owes to the second, and the second owes to the third, then you can collect from the lowest person on the totem pole up to the highest. So therefore, we say, just like Shibud Dirunasan allows you to collect money, so too Shibud Dirunasan says that it's as if the middle person, Reuven, has land. Now Reuven doesn't really own land, but Reuven has, so to speak, access to land. Someone owes him money and that person has land. That's good enough. So what do we want from this? What we're trying to see from this is that we're comparing Shibud Dirunasan, we're connecting Shibud Dirunasan, which is a financial halacha that you can collect from your creditor's creditor, you can collect from him. We're comparing that to the din of Prozbul, even though that there one is Israel and one is money, and you see you can compare them. So too, you could compare the cases and learn from, just like in our Mishnah, two Dayanim consigned, that's good enough. So too, it is a Din Torah. And only two Dayanim left, the two Dayanim consigned, and they just make a note that there used to be three Dayanim.